The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Our encouragement talk tonight will be given by Assistant Teacher Jenny Smith.
I always find encouragement in the sound of the han that calls us into the zendo. I remember the first time I heard it was at my second session here. And the first session we didn't use the han. And the way it tells a story and the pattern, there's plenty of time, there's plenty of time. And all of a sudden, there's no time, there's no time, there's no time. or I could think of it as about my perception of time, about how when I was under 10, how slow an hour could be, and over 40, how fast a decade could be. Or little moments. There's a memory before 3, and there's a couple from 4, and there's couple dozen from teenage years. There's this morning, this that looks like still a bunch of little snapshots, but it looks more like a steady, continuous film up close at the fast end. And especially hearing it during the end of day ceremony, when we hear the ghost and the han playing, that seems so poignant. And sitting here listening to it, I like to be in right when it starts so I can see everyone come into the zendo one at a time and bow. We're all living together and cooperating and pouring each other's tea and taking care of each other in a way, but also not meddling. I think we heard, I think it was at the beginning of this session, that this is a team sport. And you might consider it an extreme sport, too. And the way the han tells so many stories without any words seems like everything we do here does. The way we're walking together and moving together, sitting together, and it might seem like we're in our own mind worlds sometimes, but I think a lot of what we think is our mind is is our environment, and we're here in this shared environment, so we have a lot of shared mind. And it's, I always try to think about how to explain it to somebody who doesn't come here, and it's just impossible. But we do. We all come here, and we know how powerful it is and how important it is. And we've already demonstrated that by showing up. We know we pretty much have to be here. And we're somewhere around the 42% mark of our week-long session. But yeah, I just picked that and picked that number because of the Hitchhiker's Guide. But I think it's pretty close. So we're in the middle of it, but we've been in the middle of it for days now. And it's precious. There's a line in our meal chant that says, "We regard this meal as medicine to sustain our life." And I've heard some people say that that's some kind of a grammatical error and it should be our lives. But I think it's not an error. I think the translator did that deliberately, and the print was not an error. It's our shared life, the life of our Sangha, and the life of our world. And it's not really our individual lives. But our common life that we get this precious opportunity to share in intensive practice. And to carry with us wherever we go. So let's make the most of it. Thank you.